Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys?
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's little Stevie Dan bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ruth Sherman is our guest, our good friend, author of Get Them to See Your Way Right Away, and How to Persuade Anyone of Anything. And then she's, as I've said before, an internationally recognized expert on interpersonal communication. She's done so much over the years to help us put our best foot forward. Ruth, we're talking about ladies in the marketplace, women in business, and what seems to be a condition where women are having a hard time asking other women for business. Now, Ruth, are they having a hard time asking men for business, or is it just women, you think?
No, they don't have as hard a time asking for other men for business because men don't, or men in general, men don't react the same way that women do when they get hit up.
We don't judge anyone who asks us for a business other than how they they ask us for business. We don't judge them on
and
their clothes
why.
Or anything like
here's,
that.
Yeah, correct. And you do. But you still are able to answer the questions. You're able to answer the favor. Here's why, Jim. Men prove trust by asking for favors of each other. Women fear they betray trust by asking for favors of each other. And that is a very
Say that again.
Yeah. Men prove trust by asking for favors mm-hmm. of each other. In mm-hmm. other words, you know, you do me a favor, then I'm on the hook to help you.
It's a respect thing. It's a little bit
it's
of a
chivalry. It's a type of, it's
yes.
even, you know what? I don't know if it's respect as much as it's a type of courtesy.
It is.
So
well,
it's
but
a
see,
type
that's,
of courtesy.
That's part of, but see, that's part of chivalry, Ruth. That's part of, and that's old, that's very old. It's a chivalry thing. It's a little bit of a respect thing. At least it puts us on the road to respect.
Well, right, but now you've got to extend it. Not you. I'm being very general here.
Yeah.
Men have to teach women how to behave when somebody asks them for a business favor, and that can be an introduction, that can
mm-hmm.
be a piece of business, it can be, a meeting, it can be any number of things that will lead to some type of business development. But women fear when they ask other women for a favor that their friendship will be impaired. And that, above all, is what's important to women, is that personal connection. Now, I think men
can,
could learn
can
something
can
about,
I stick,
about
I want
women
to stick
about
something
that.
In here. I want to stick something in here, Ruth.
Yeah.
You used the word favor.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, when men want to get something out of another guy, maybe it's not direct business, whether it is or isn't, we don't really think of it as a favor. We think of it as just part of the business, the marketplace. In other words, you might be doing me a favor, ultimately, but me asking, I don't feel like it is so much. I mean, I just think it's.
But what would you characterize it at? How would you characterize it?
Business, because
just asking
because,
for business.
Because
okay.
six months from now, you're going to ask me for something.
Right, so maybe that's a part of the problem, is the way we even define it.
When you're asking somebody for something like that, you're not asking them to give you $1 million. You're saying, hey, you got a phone number? I need a number.
Yeah, exactly. But you see, what women get worried about is that if that goes south, or it goes sideways, if it doesn't work out, or the person turns out not to be able to hold up their end of the bargain, that then it will impair the relationship.
Men worry about that
well,
too.
Not
we,
as
we,
much.
We guard whenever I ask somebody for a referral. Here's what I have a little thing that I say. I say, look, if you give me a referral. If they say here, you can. Would you call this person? You need to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to thank you for this. I'm going to make this promise. If they're your friend today, when I'm through with them, they'll still be your friend. That's my promise.
Well, that's good. Yeah. So you make a guarantee. You know, you're calling it a promise. Fine. A promise, a guarantee. And look, there's nothing that I'm saying here that says you should fall on your sword for somebody who will not fall on their sword for you.
Right.
That's certainly not what I'm pushing here. What I am saying is that men are more transactional when it comes to developing business than women are. And that is a learned skill. It's something that
what will women have to do to change that? What will women have to do
We have to start asking each other and not being offended if somebody says no, or if it doesn't work out, or or whatever.
So do you think that women? So you're right. If a man says, "Hey, you want to do business?" and the other guy says, "You know what? Probably not today." We say, "Okay, I'll talk to you later." Do you think women when they get rejected, do they take it more personally?
Yeah, they get mad. We get mad, we get offended.
Ladies, you can't do that. That's a no-no.
Yeah, we can't do that. The other thing we get mad about is if somebody, you know, we consider a friend, hits us up for business. Jim, can I tell you, I've got several wonderful friends for a long time, very high level. We have never done business together. That's unheard of in the male sphere.
You guys need to have
some meetings. Exactly. It's crazy.
Ladies,
I'm easier for me
ladies,
to ask
get your
you
friends
for
together.
Than for me
get
to your, ask my closest friends.
Get your friends together. Play this interview with Ruth and start talking about it. Let's do some business.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
You know what, Ruth?
We can grow the economy by
$1 trillion just by ladies asking each other for business.
Exactly. Think about how much better business would be.
Ruth, I need your website. I need your website quickly, please.
Yeah, it's RuthSherman.com, Jim.
Folks, check it out, RuthSherman.com. You'll be glad you did. Ruth, come back soon. Good job today.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time.
Take care.
Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best, simply the best. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.